Hi everyone, it's just great to be alive. I just want to let you know that it's a blessing to be able to share my expertise with others, especially my young nurses who have not yet gained certain skills, knowledge, but are pursuing their goal. And I'm excited to share with you. So today, from my book, Nurse, the Guide to Empowering New Nurses in the Delivery of High Quality Care to All Patients. I will talk on the section two. I'll read from this book, actually, that I've written on advancing your career. Yes, I don't want it to be a stagnant nurse. I want it to keep growing and growing. There's so much out there. When I was a young nurse, there were times when there were just like you would say limited expansion. Yes, I mean, just you'll hear about midwifery or critical care or maybe some informatics, but not much. So if you're not a midwife, you're a critical care nurse. Oh, you're a dialysis nurse. But now, wow, there are so many specialties. You can go and you can be an anesthetist, a nurse anesthetist. You can go in informatics. There are so many areas to that. You can go into GI. You can go into, of course, labor and delivery, postpartum specialty. Some people would say baby nurse, or they would say the intensive, an intensive care nurse, pediatric nurse, those who deal with neonatal air baby nurses who take care of the little ones, the neonates. And we could go on and on. And of course, you have those who work in certain of the clinics, some people, and of course, med-surg, that's an area that from my perspective, although there's a nurse shortage, I think that you might not agree with me. Some people don't. But from my experience, I think my new nurse should have at least, that's my take, not somebody else's. I'm telling you about me, at least a 6 months to a year. Some mid-search. Well, you might have others who say, no, I don't believe that. I think you can go in there. And of course, I've met nurses who have gone into specialty areas without having received any mid-surge experience. But I think personally, after you have gained some mid-surge experience, then you'll be able to function in a certain way, pick up certain, I would say, insights or, experience, because you have gained such experience, you pick up on certain things that another nurse who might not have had that experience exposed to that pick up on, which can be invaluable, So I personally think that you should have some med-surg experiences. And I said before, some people might not agree with me. But I'm from the old school. However, I can adapt. Okay. So I want to see my young nurses succeed and advance in the career. So on page 49 of the book, Nurse, the Guide to Empowering New Nurses, it says, you may have good theoretical knowledge, but many of my colleagues, and I advise the junior nurse, that I know to gain, I say, a year or more clinical experience before specializing or going back to school to learn new skills. Okay, from our experience, we realize that by having certain clinical knowledge, you'll benefit greatly in your studies as you'll be able to refer back to your experience and understand the concept behind what you're learning better. Seek information from colleagues and peers who are pursuing courses and check the internet for possibilities and courses offered at places of higher learning until you find your niche. Yes, I can recall listening to others, observe others going back to school and sharing their experiences. And I've benefited so much from that. And from my personal experience, I recall having done some clinical experiences, some clinical skills, and of course some academia. And I recalled one of my directors asking me to do to lead one of the initiatives on a project. And I did it, but I was deep down, I didn't feel as comfortable. However, I managed to go through with, of course, support from others. Initially, it was a little challenging because at first the support was not there. But later on, others worked together. We came together, we collaborated, and things went well. Fortunately, that initiative was implemented and was successful. So I was at Martha's Vineyard one on my vacation, but I was studying transformational learning, nursing at the time. And I took some time out and I was like right on the water, just observing and enjoying fresh air and reading one of the books on transformational nursing. And with my homework, I realized more and more I could just pull back according to the question that was asked and the questions that were asked of experience, my nursing experience, whereby I initiated and it was implemented, like I was a leader for that. And so I was able to write my experience. And my experience, definitely, it was unique because it was me and I was new at that hospital at the time when I was asked to lead. I did, and it was successful. So why did I say that? I've said that because there are times when in the first part of it, initially, you might not feel like you would want to do that or you want to work on certain projects, but the transformational leader assessed the situation and must have seen something within you, some leadership qualities, and ask you to do just that. And of course, once you have taken on the task and work throughout it, and you have gained an added experience with that, you will realize that you have gone to another level, a higher level. And so whenever projects or initiatives come around, you're another step higher. And as you participate, you gain new knowledge. And I can recall that because of that experience that I had, that particular experience, that transformative leader implemented, asked me to participate in as a lead person for the project. I was able to present a paper that was exceptional. I remember it was an A. Had I not had that experience, maybe I wouldn't have gotten because that grade, because I definitely could relate to the question. I was able to answer. And of course, my colleagues, you know, they would weekly. We would have to interact, we would have to compliment, we'd have to critique each other. And definitely, I received that with compliment. So don't hide away from experiences. Don't hide away from the ask, because that ask can turn in, outcome can be great. Results can be fascinating and being impactful. So, advance in your career. I'm not saying that you can't be a bedside nurse. Absolutely not. I'm saying if that's where your niche is and that's where you want to remain, as long as you improve on that, that's fine. But if there are other areas as you expose to different areas of nursing, go for it. Go for it as you choose. Have a successful journey in your nursing career. Now, as you advance, don't forget to pay it forward. Don't forget that someone helped you along the way, and you should help someone to make their nursing experience a better one. You can connect with me on YouTube, Miriam Amanda Smith, on Instagram at Podcast Mare, and of course, on podcast, Empowering New Nurses. That's me, Dr. Miriam Smith, the host for Empowering New Nurses. Be blessed.